My covenant I will not break, and I won't alter it. It ain't going to be altered one bit. I'm not going to alter anything that's gone out of my mouth. And he said, let man have dominion. Now, what we need to understand, see, because David got a little too kingly. You ever get a little too kingly? Because he had power. If we read on there, let me read on. Let's go back to that. Kind of on a little rabbit trail here, but we'll get back to that. We'll get all this. Verse 2 of 2 Samuel 11. It came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from off his bed. He was sleeping too much. He was supposed to be in the battle. Now that may not be physical. Think about it mentally. You've kind of just rolled over and just kind of eyed. 30-fold is enough. I've done enough to appease my conscience. Me and God all right. When the devil is eating away at the fabric of your greatness. At the fabric of your calling, your mantle, your anointing, your grace. Tell somebody, no, nothing short of 100. David sent Joab and all Israel out to battle while he stayed in the palace and slept. And then got up at evening time. See, when you're out of alignment, you set yourself up for temptation. You set yourself up for failure. I want you to see the seriousness of this. Because David just taking a little time off. Got up at evening time. Get it back at verse 2. See, I see in my spirit some of us was about to get up at evening tide. And it may not be a Bathsheba, a literal woman, but it was a spiritual Bathsheba. You was about to embrace, because you're out of God's timing. But what has happened here, tell somebody, thank God for Jesus. What has happened here, you didn't lose an hour of sleep. You gained something. I'm going to get this to you before this service is over. You're going to see it, right? David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Now David's supposed to be in the battle. Chopping some heads, shooting some bow and arrow, commanding the troops. He laying on his bed. Get it back up. And David sent and inquired after the woman. He was getting a little too kingly. I got power. I can do what I want to do. Well, yeah. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her. And she came in unto him. She had no choice. You going to tell the king? What you going to tell the king? No, seriously, what... When you suffer yourself, help us, Holy Spirit. When you suffer yourself to get into situations like that, there's something out there because you've not forfeited, but you've I'm looking for a word. You put yourself in a position. What's out there is going to overpower you. You're not an evil person. This is why alignment is so important, especially now, because it's almost checkmate. Let me say it again. When he put himself in that position, there was a force out there that was going to overpower him, because he put himself in that position. Tell somebody, the old covenant is written for our learning. And we have power to resist, but don't put yourself in that position. Amen. I got power. Well, that's right, but you can get yourself in a position where your power ain't working. Samson tested the waters. You know, in Gaza, when they were going to try to take him, and they were all outside the gate, and he was in there with Delilah, and he found out. This was before she cut his hair. Samson got up and shook himself, because God hadn't left him yet, and went out and took the city gates. You know, the gates wasn't like doors. They were maybe tall as the roof here. Big gates. He took the gates off the hinges. He got mad at the Gazites and said, all right, I'm going to ruin y'all. I'm taking the gates off so any of your enemies can come in at their will. He took those gates. You read the story. He took them, carried them 17 miles on his back and set them up on a hill. But yet, because he had so much power and authority from God, he started to try, you know, go as far as he could go. And see, that was when the Holy Spirit wasn't on the inside. He come on you. You don't have to tell somebody, you ain't got that liberty today. Well, I just go ahead and do like Samson. No, don't try to do like Samson, because Holy Spirit's on the inside of you now. You are the temple now. Back then, they got away with a lot of stuff under that covenant. Amen. But even under that covenant, God was merciful and gracious to him and long-suffering. Not that any should perish. But when Samson kept trying the edges, going as far as he could, then he finally fell over. David, testing the waters. Come on, this is for somebody. Stop testing the waters. Person that truly gets saved says, what must I do to be saved? Somebody that's not really saved says, what can I do and still be saved? Well, can I steal and still be saved? Oh, yeah. No, bro, I'm sorry. Why? Transformation is warfare. Get this stuff out your mind. Matter of fact, I hear the Lord saying he's calling us, calling you, calling me to a deeper consecration. Why? It's almost checkmate. What he's about to spring on this world is about to happen, and you're part of it. So there's got to be a deeper consecration. Tell somebody, stop playing with God. David was supposed to be at war. Now listen, this is important. Authority is jurisdictional. Now you can't come up in the church and you ain't the pastor and you acting like the pastor. You could come up right now and say, give me the mic. I ain't giving you the mic. And some of these people that's packing, well, You had deacons and elders, pastors all over you. Why? Why? Authority is jurisdictional. You don't go in another person's house and try to take over. That's their house. They have jurisdictional authority granted by God. I mean, it was hard to kick against the prick. What? God's authority. It is. So, authority is jurisdictional. It only works where it has been granted. David exercised some authority, but it wasn't working because that authority wasn't granted there. God has jurisdiction in heaven, and we have jurisdiction on the earth.
It's back.
My cup then already began to run over. Now it's in my saucer, and now it's splashing all over the place because God is doing a work.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. Put it on your calendar.
It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and it is on the inside of me.
If you were blessed at last year's conference, you know the move of God we experienced. And if you missed last year's women's conference, you can't afford to miss it this time.
I'm talking about glory, y'all. Glory.
Come see what God has in store for you this year. Save the date. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. This is sure to be a move of God you don't want to miss.
I need somebody that will believe that.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Prayer and Share. This is when we come to you and ask you to prayerfully make a generous donation to keep this ministry on the air. Two times a year we come to raise this operational budget. It actually is a budget for the next 6 months, and it is the same as it was last time. It's $225,000, so we are looking to get that raised. The sooner we get it raised, the sooner we'll get back to all of our regular programming. We're going to try to be mixing some of that programming in. That was Trevor Banks we just had on air just now. And we are going to endeavor to bring some other programming in as we move along through the day. But this is the time when we need to give you an opportunity to give so that through the rest of the 6 months, we won't be coming to ask you like this. And so we do have people telling us thank you for not spending all of your time raising money, which we do not do. But we do need to raise our operational budget, I want to thank all of you who have already given, those of you who are